Outthink the Competition, the show that features ideas and strategies that help you win bigger. I'm your host and chief innovator, Bob Sager. Today's episode features an excerpt from an interview I did on the podcast Think Future. The interview was primarily about my book, 101 Freaking Brilliant Business Ideas and 10 Ways You Can Create Your Own. In this clip, the host Chris and I are talking about one of the business strategies in the book called Pizza as a Service. Let's listen in.
It's interesting because I was just about to ask you, is your book more targeted towards, say, a startup founder or a prospective startup founder who's interested in starting something? Or are you more targeted towards internal corporate individual who's looking at it going, maybe I can apply some of these things to my industry, to my company?
You know, it's a little bit of both. I would say it's probably more geared toward an existing company. Mm-hmm. However, having said that, you know, there are some business ideas in there that people who are looking around, thinking about an entrepreneurial opportunity, they're going to look at some of those and go, you know what, this is workable. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there are a number of different ones in there for that. But there are a lot of, differentiation ideas in there too. And today's world, for example, there's one in there. It's called, the idea or strategy is called Pizza as a Service.
Hmm.
And
I love it already.
Yeah.
You know, I love those business ideas where you can just say, like, give you the title and that explains everything. You don't need a 30-second elevator pitch. You just need what? 4 words? 5 words?
Right.
And that's it. It's right there. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, that's for the company that adapts that strategy, and I've got it fairly well defined in there. Mm-hmm. And for the company who's in the pizza business that adapts that strategy, it's a huge differentiator for them. But not only that, it's going to make cash flow more predictable.
Yep.
It's going to, it allows them to, as it's written in the book at least, to collaborate with some other companies so that they both win bigger. Or they all win bigger, I should say.
Yep.
And so there's just a lot of different advantages for that. But like I said, there's an idea in there. If you don't mind me referencing another one, for
no, please. I was about to say, you know, give us some ideas that'll amaze us. That one amazed me. I love that one. I'm already thinking, actually, of a variation because, you know, how families do this all the time, right? It's Taco Tuesday. We always get, you know, tacos on Tuesdays. So you could have tacos as a service, right? It's like every Tuesday, you know, deliver this order of tacos. And I could subscribe to it and then I don't have to worry about it. I just, you know, at dinner time, tacos just show up at the door and we sit and eat. It's like I used to do that with my kids all the time. We had a Taco Tuesday. So I'm sure that there's plenty of families out there who have that sort of thing. And you could do your pizza as a service. Let's say we always have pizza on Friday nights, or we always have pizza on Sundays or whatever. You can easily do that. I mean, I love the concept, but sorry, go ahead. So I was going to say, let's hear some more of these really cool, brilliant ideas. I love
That strategy was developed using one of the creative thinking methods featured in the book called As a Service. I hope this idea sparks your imagination and helps you succeed. I'm Bob Sager. Thanks for listening. Want to work with me on strategies or training that will help increase your organization's profits? Reach out and let's talk.